It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A member of the Denver School Board says the city's school district will sever ties with the Denver Police Department. Board member Tay Anderson tells Colorado Matters that the decision is directly related to the conduct of police during the protests of the past week.
When we had the peaceful protesters and they were gathering, we had our children that were gassed, that were shot at. And I cannot condone any of the actions by the Denver Police Department when it impacts our children who were just going downtown to proclaim Black Lives Matter.
Anderson says a formal announcement is coming today. He says the district doesn't have any plans to bring its own security. Denver schools do have unarmed campus safety employees. Protests continued for another night in Denver over the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. The protests last night were peaceful early on. Katie Reynes says she came to march against police brutality. She says police aimed a rifle at her last week as she was on the way home from a friend's house.
The fact that I knew that they weren't going to shoot because of the color of my skin is exactly why I'm here. Ironically, it happened in front of a building that said, "With liberty and justice for all," and until that's true, we have a lot of work to do.
More than 1,000 people marched and rallied in Denver last night. After a citywide curfew at 9 p.m., hundreds remained at the state capitol, and a large group marched downtown Broadway with police standing nearby. John Hickenlooper will appear before the state's Ethics Commission if he's asked today. According to his Senate campaign, the former governor skipped a hearing yesterday. His attorneys argued that the virtual hearing format would be unfair and untested. In response, commissioners voted to hold Hickenlooper in contempt, and later a judge ordered him to obey the commission's subpoena and testify. An ethics complaint alleges that Hickenlooper illegally accepted gifts of air travel, which he denies. This is CPR News.